Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn how to say crowd in Chinese. We have Andy McAfee. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Xiaolan.
Hi, Andy. I know you don't require introduction given the amazing work you've been doing, and you wrote a book together with MIT professor Eric Brynjolfsson about Second Machine Age, and your new book, Machine Platform Crowd. It's also out this year.
Out this year.
Yes, so we need to know, since we're machine means 机器, platform is 平台, crowd. Now we need to learn how to say crowd properly.
Indeed.
And it's also important because that includes everybody on the planet. Okay, crowd, the way we say that in Chinese, 群众.
This one's going to be tough.
No, actually very easy. Let's break them down.
Walk me through it.
群众.
群众.
That's right. And the first character, 群.
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 Goes up at the end.
Goes up.
Tone two.
Tone two.
Yes.
You got it. Yes. So 群, the second 群. Tone. And you can make it slightly longer. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
That's not what's important.
No. No, as long as it's the trend.
The trend is what matters.
That's right.
It's like with economic data. The trend is what matters.
Exactly.
Got
and
it.
You can make a trend going up for longer.
Chun.
Yeah, that's very long.
That's fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Like you can sing Chinese opera like that.
That's an extended one.
Yes. Chun.
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 Chun means group.
Group.
Yeah, group of people.
Easy
group.
Enough.
Yeah, and could be heard if that's referring to animals.
Okay, why do we need another character then if we have group already?
Oh, because Chinese people, they didn't invent different type of way to group animals or people or could be chun group or something.
Okay.
So chun.
Chun.
Chun is a very useful word. And zhong is a fourth tone. Pretend you are very angry. Zhong.
Zhong.
Exactly. Zhong. Chun.
See, the anger is what helped there.
Yeah, the angry tone.
The
angry
tone.
Sound. Make it really angry.
Even
zhong.
When you're not angry.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
群众.
群众. That's perfect. 群众. And 众, this sound is the same sound as something really heavy. So pretend you dropped 100 kg dumbbell.
On your foot.
众.
众.
That's what happened. Yeah, that means
众.
Crowd. And 众 is a combination between, in terms of character, this is a character for person.
Hmm?
When you have two together, that means to follow. Three together, that means the crowd. So 众. Basically, it means lots of something. In this case, it's the crowd. Crowd of people.
It's a combination of group plus several
lots of people.
People.
Yeah.
So we know that we're not talking about animals in that case.
Exactly.
Or buildings or something.
Exactly. So you're not talking about a group of sheep.
It's the person group.
Person group.
Great word.
群众.
群众.
群众. And it's so heavy. 众.
众.
众. And now you remember the word 重 is the same pronunciation as heavy. 重.
重.
重. 群众. Yeah. So
群众. This one I can work with.
Now you're addicted to that.
Exactly.
Next time when you go to give a speech about your book, you can say, oh, 机器, 平台, 群众. That's my new book.
And then I'll explain it to people.
Exactly.
Yep.
群众. Okay. 群众 means lots of people together. Of course, in your literature, that means something specific. Can you explain a little bit to us?
The reason that we call the book Machine Platform Crowd is we're trying to identify three huge trends that are changing the world and brought on by technology. And the crowd, we've had crowds forever. We've had big crowds of people all over the place. We have never, ever had a bigger crowd than the group of people who are, that's the Chinese word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Group people.
Yeah.
Who are now available to us over the internet. And you think, so what? Okay, maybe that's a lot of customers and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I think the really big advantage is that you can tap into, these days, honestly, billions of brains distributed all over the world via the internet.
Yep.
And if you do it properly, you can get the crowd
yep.
to help you with some very difficult problems. And what we're learning is when you do that,
mm-hmm.
the crowd will solve your problems even better than any experts that you thought you knew.
Yeah, right. And Wikipedia is an old story, how we use the crowd wisdom and
exactly.
effort. And there are some newer stories that the crowds can even solve problems only experts used to do.
Can I tell you one quick story about that?
Please do.
The human white blood cell has a very strange genome for a bunch of reasons. But one of the things we want to do to understand how our body fights disease better is to sequence the genome of the white blood cell.
Mm-hmm.
And because every white blood cell has a different genome, you have to sequence a lot of them.
Right.
So we had a baseline method that was developed by the National Institutes of Health that could sequence, I forget exactly how many white blood cells, but could do it in about 4 hours with about 70% accuracy. Is that good? Is that bad? We don't know.
Yep.
There's a professor at Harvard Medical School, clearly an expert. He came up with an algorithm, a computer-based method, brought it up to about 73, 75% accuracy, and he did it in an hour. Okay, that's a big improvement, right?
Right.
But we've gone from one expert at the National Institutes of Health to another identified expert at Harvard Medical School.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it gets interesting. They decided to make this problem available to a group of the crowd over the internet.
Right.
They ran a contest for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They offered less than $10,000 in total prize money.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people from the crowd showed up and submitted their solutions.
Right.
Now, not all of the solutions were good, but the 8 or 10 that were best were all more accurate than the previous best method. So they were up about 80% accuracy, which is about as close as you're going to get to the maximum. And here's the really important part.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of 4 hours or 1 hour, they could do the exact same work in about 10 seconds. That's how much better the crowd is than the experts.
Wow. So with the power of 群众, we are able to shorten the time, make it more accurate and cheaper.
All of the above. The message is, if you think you know who the experts are, and if you think you know what maximum performance is, you probably don't, and you had better turn to Chunzhong to figure out where the real good answers are.
Mm-hmm. Right. So with the power of Chunzhong, sometimes people raise money for either the new ventures or for their own charity. And we should learn how to do it because it's a much bigger business nowadays than it used to be. When we say raising money through the crowd, we say 众筹.
众筹.
众筹. Do you remember 众?
众 is the people word.
It's the people word, yes. And 筹 is to prepare, to plan, to gather.
People planning.
Yeah.
That's a great word. I like that better than crowdsourcing. The Chinese word is better.
Yes, 筹, and in 筹 is a very ancient word. In the olden days, that also meant you have to have some strategic planning. So you don't just go out, oh, come on, give me money, because you have the crowd here.
So then it implies some thoughtfulness.
Yes, implies thoughtfulness.
Interesting.
Planning, careful execution. 众筹.
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 众筹. That's right. So now you know how to get money from the crowd.
This has been a very useful exercise.
Yeah, thank you. Right, so let's repeat. To say crowd, we say 群众.
群众.
群众. Yeah, and then crowdfunding.
众筹.
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 That's right. Now you can go out and raise money.
All right, I'm going to get to work.
Yep, that's it. Thank you so much, Andy, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoyed this episode. In this episode, we learn how to say 群众, crowd. And this is a very important word because it's in Andy's new book, Machine Platform Crowd. Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.